Lip Service.
Hey, what's up? It's Lip Service, and we are back. The whole crew is here. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got Lil Mo here with us.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Now, I do have to start it off on a somber note and say rest in peace to Combat Jack, a.k.a. Reggie Osei.
He was one of my lawyers. Him and Ed Woods actually were my first lawyers.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
In the same week.
That's crazy.
For both of them to pass away, rest in peace to Ed Woods as well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Reggie is one of the people that owns the Loudspeakers Network that Lip Service is on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just, you know, we just got to give a shout out to his family. We're really close with Kim, his ex-wife, and his four children and everything. So, we appreciate everything that Combat Jack did, because even just starting a podcast network so early on in the game, when people weren't even thinking about that, and then bringing all these podcasts to it, it just was really monumental. You know, his background as an entertainment lawyer, because he was your lawyer, Lil Mo, and actually not practicing law anymore to follow his passion.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure earlier on that law was a lot more lucrative than trying to start a podcast network.
Oh, yeah.
But it does show you that while you're here, like, pursue whatever you're passionate about. And while it might not pay off at first, in the long run, it really can.
Yeah.
So the one thing I always think about is, like, I would hate for something unfortunate to happen and I didn't follow my dreams.
Right.
Dang, like, I really just got sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
I'm so
sorry.
Emotional.
Prayers go out to his family, you know.
It's like
friends.
Freaking the holidays and New Year's.
No,
you just never know when it's going to be
so
somebody's last time.
You know, his cancer.
Yeah, like, but from Ed, then 3 days later.
Yes.
Right.
All right, well, I know you want us to get the show started, so we are going to do that. Now, obviously, all of us read the blogs all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we were talking about is men who paint their nails and things like that, because I saw they had one of the cast members from Love & Hip Hop.
A1
was on, and they were talking about how he's, you know, painting his nails. It was a little clapback situation. So we were talking about guys who paint their nails and how do we feel about that.
Okay.
So Carl was painting his nails.
No. Absolutely. He gets manicures. I just now got him on getting those, because I was like, you have really nice hands.
Because,
you know, man hands, they either look like they digging in dirt, shoveling shit, or they just have soft hands that smell
like bone. I love when men have nice hands.
And he has really nice hands. But them feet, baby, because he an athlete. So he gets his hands done. And so the girl was like, you should let me put a declarer on it. And he was like, declarer? And he was like, no, I don't want no clear. I said, no, the gel, it helps so the nails won't, like, break, and it really looks nice.
Wait, he was going to get a gel manicure?
No, the clear gel, and then you buff it so it looks like it looks nice and neat. Yeah. Because, no, but he's not coming home with no nail polish.
So the gel is okay or no?
The
buff and shine.
Yeah. Where it looks like
when it looks shiny, but there's nothing on it. It's just the way they buff it.
Not like a tip.
Yeah, but that's
not no nail polish.
There's no polish.
So clear. What about if it's clear?
Clear polish?
No, clear polish, because he doesn't want stuff like that. And besides, like, he boxes. That's
$35. Right.
And
and clear nail polish, it's shiny and it's.
And once it peels, it's a wrap. Like,
I don't like the clear polish, my guys. Like, to me, that shit is awful.
No polish.
But if it's shiny, it's fine.
What about black polish?
No.
See,
it depends on their personality.
Right.
Some people have, like, that weird vibe about them, and then I get it. But some people, they play like they wear, and I'm just like, okay, you're doing this for attention. Exactly.
Right,
I'd be like,
right.
Knock it off.
I think if they got the rock and roll thing going on, like a little Uzi Vert kind of,
But see, Uzi from Philly, and what's crazy is that my brother-in-law used to date his mother, and I'm just like, it's always been this. So we think that might be my nephew. Hello, child. When I tell you, we got kids everywhere, everywhere. But he, like,
let's
he
see
can
your
get
shoulder move. I'll let you know if y'all. Oh yeah, that's your cousin.
You got no. Everybody in Philly, like, does that. It's just like something my son was doing. I was like, what is that? They was like, I don't know. It's the
he came
Uzi
out
Vert.
The womb like.
But they, like, he can get away with it because, like, he just has
it
he just has
his persona,
like him, maybe like a Wiz Khalifa,
right
the XXX Temptations, him. Kodak Black. It's just certain
I
people
can't
that,
see Kodak like, Black doing
so
that
so it's kind of a younger
like a black
it's
but
kind
not
of like a younger thing is what you're saying, because it's like
but
the
anybody,
younger artist,
but it's more like a grunge like a grunge rock type of
so
thing.
So y'all don't remember,
because I know white guys that was in, you know, that would paint their nails,
right,
but they
right.
were, you know, wearing the scuffed up docks and the
and their parents
you know,
be rich and have all that money and they got trust
funds, the long dirty hair and the trench coats, like the
like the Columbine kids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a little scary.
You know, but you know,
why did you say? Yeah, that's the little scary.
The trench coat mafia.
Yo!
I'm actually describing kids I went to high school with, honestly. I went to an art school, so I'm describing kids that I went to high school with, but they wore black nails.
What about like, okay, what if it was like Jeezy or?
No.
No, like you don't remember when Young Thug?
I just instantly thought about that picture that's floating around Instagram with the toy soldier Jeezy. The toy Chanel.
I couldn't see Jeezy. I wouldn't see Fab. I wouldn't see Casanova. It's just certain people. No. Davies. Nope. They just too, y'all you know I mean? They just like, it's for the ones that just like sing like the kiddie songs.
Right.
Would I want anybody that I'm dating to have black nails? No. And nothing
to me,
against whoever feels like that.
It is.
Yeah,
does
I'm just not.
Demonic.
And I like
okay,
weirdos,
what about
but.
Red then?
No
red? No.
Above and shine.
Black or clear, I feel like for a guy, I wouldn't automatically look at him and be like, oh, he must be gay. If I seen black or clear, I'd be like, all right, he's just different.
Yeah. I don't think nail polish make you gay.
No,
like,
but red, Mo, come on. Red,
I mean, you know what, really? The way the world is now, because people are so sensitive, and you can't say nothing. Whatever you want to do and it makes you happy and you're satisfied, just
be
do
careful,
that.
Be
if
careful.
You want to shave your head and have your balls hanging out, just do your thing. Like, you can't say nothing
well,
to people
no
without them
hanging.
Trying to... Now, what people be... No, because they say if you let a man walk in a girl bathroom, like,
true.
Bitch, yeah.
True. Now, what about guys who get, like, plastic surgery?
Like LL with the ab shit?
LL has
that. The internet has that. We know the internet don't lie. They said LL had got that thing. We got a rib removed.
Y'all remember that?
They said him. They said D'Angelo. They had said everybody. They said everybody getting it now.
No, I used to work for D'Angelo, and he did work out every single day.
He
had
hips.
He had the personal trainer, Mike Jenkins, and every single day he was in the gym.
He did not get no damn ass plastic surgery.
Yeah, so I don't think that D'Angelo did.
No, he didn't.
I can't speak for anybody else.
But when he did the How Does It Feel video?
Yeah, no, he was working out every single day,
I need to see that video footage because that's an athletic body, and from the size he went from to that, I don't know.
No, he really was like because I worked for his label, and so every day I scheduled like his workouts with Mark Jenkins that was his personal trainer, and he really was working out like because he gained mad weight.
That was plastic surgery.
And the one thing that he loved doing
was
like working out. He wouldn't go to the studio.
Have you seen him lately though?
No,
maybe that thing like Madea. I heard.
Yeah,
they said when you stop working out, all that shit goes away. You can work out hard for years as soon as you stop.
Plastic surgery do too.
Yeah, plastic surgery definitely goes away. That's a maintenance thing. I say that all the time.
That's a maintenance thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta get a tune up.
You gotta keep it up.
All change.
Yeah,
like
you always gotta get a tune up with plastic.
So guys getting like lipo. You think like if you were dating a guy, he had like you know the spare tire.
That happened to me. He didn't get lipo, but if he was to get lipo, I wouldn't be mad at him because his little spare tire was weird. His little spare tire was so weird that he always wore like hoodies or like Adidas.
Like a man fupa.
A hole around the like a
tire.
Like I don't
a donut.
Like men with that.
The
that scares donut. Me. That thinks that makes me
he
think
he wasn't
as a child
like a big
predator.
Guy. he wasn't big guy. You know,
she
he didn't have
pedophile.
Like you know a fat body. He just had this weird. Around like his stuff. It was
he
like
needs
extra,
to go get lipo then.
Like a butt gut. I wouldn't be
like
mad if he got lipo because
a butt gut.
Butt gut. Yep. That's exactly what
butt gut.
That's a good
yo,
way to describe
it. Yo, what's up with the book?
It was like to the point where he always wore like Adidas track jackets or like a hoodie.
Was
and
he wearing waist
going
gags?
Out somewhere and he couldn't wear
a waist trainer might not have been bad for him.
Well, I mean, yeah, this was.
Remember the man waist trainer they tried to push? Them shits.
Yeah, and he had one.
No, he didn't.
Shut up. Wait, are you serious?
No, we got video footage of him. Prima Donna came up and he had it on.
Oh, just trying. Oh, okay. Just
I don't know if he used it.
Jeez, oh, jeez.
After she gifted him one.
She did gift him one.
I got a whole bunch of them Jones. Prima Donna, I call her P. Diddy. Like, that thing hustled them things.
Didn't they, like, sue her because they said it didn't work?
No. Who? For real? Charlotte worked on me. I couldn't breathe. I'd be up in the thing like this.
Yeah.
They're like, bitch, if you don't close your lips, bitch, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
If I'm not, but, okay. I'll be snatched.
So if that guy, Gigi, with the spare tire, decided he wanted to use a waist trainer.
In the house, behind closed doors. Don't come outside in it.
But you'll be fine laid up with him with his waist trainer.
No. Do that on your own time.
The zip-up ones, because you know they got the Jones. Yeah, remember the back in the day ones that make you sweat? The sweat Jones, they sell them at Marshall's
now. Yeah, where you're supposed to work out and stuff.
Yeah, and then you take it off and be all sweat and stressed
nasty.
Out. Like, just put
but they said that's not
on,
good
because
that's
blow.
Water weight that you lose when you sweat it out. So then it comes right back as soon as you drink some water.
Mm.
That's from what I've heard.
I would not have been mad at him for trying to diffuse the situation.
Right.
You know.
Because as women, would not we have all kind of options. Would you have taken care of him? After his lipo?
Yes.
I would have. You would have.
I didn't know men had low self-esteem like that.
Oh, my God.
I would have made sure he took his Percocets.
Men are so self-conscious.
He had 30s, 15s, 10s, and 5s. Baby, I can push them things. Hello? Hello?
You live in Philly. You sure can.
Hello? Bitch got a 30 in her purse.
She live in Philly.
What if a man got like lip fillers or something? Or like,
no, I know people that get them.
That's too much.
My makeup artist, he gets those. See, but I didn't know he had them.
But he's your makeup artist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if a dude just like, yeah, I'm feeling the type of way, I want a little plump down here. Like,
no. That's weird.
Like, that's weird. Like,
it's very metro.
Hey, whatever makes
you metro. Very metro.
I think a guy could get a nose job.
Why?
If he don't like the way
if he played football
look.
And it got broke, yeah.
Oh,
but
well,
if
no, he just don't like it.
If he was in Dubai and got hit on the four-wheeler.
Yeah. Like,
okay, different. What if his nose, he just didn't like it?
No, like no. She said,
like
a
Owen Wilson nose though.
His nose was broken. That's why it looks like that. Owen Wilson nose make him money.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be like, come on, babe, let's go to the.
That's his signature. That nose.
I like Dr. Miami. He don't do noses, right?
Yeah, he does. He actually does. Really, he specializes in that.
He specializes in noses.
Everybody just want to get.
Everybody want to get ass and titties.
You know, Dr. Southower, when he first started doing plastic surgery, that was his specialty: noses. Yes, noses and tummy tucks.
That's whose specialty is that, Dr. Massive
from
Botched.
I figured
I like that show. I like that when they be fixing people's life.
Now what about if a guy wanted to get, like, say his ass was super flat,
he don't need to have a big ass.
No male BBLs. Just a little fat transplant.
No. That's for his boyfriend.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't like guys who have completely flat asses. Have you ever seen guys?
No, I don't like it either.
Like, you gotta have, like, not a big ass at all, but like a little tiny bump.
You want him to have some hips like the guy off of what show was that? Was it Living Single? One of them sitcoms where the guy she was dating, he had hips.
You know who I call hips? That boy Shiggy Show. I'll be like, he has hips. Yes.
Oh my God.
Now I'm gonna be looking at that man for some hips.
That's weird to me. I'm sorry.
But yeah, like, a man with a flat, but like anything, if a man walk like that or if he have that, it just gives me child predator.
Catch a predator.
Like, yes. Yeah, you want some cookies?
I'm Chris Hansen. Yeah, I don't like that.
Hey,
I'm
Chris Hansen.
I just be like, he got kids in his basement.
Damn.
That be scaring me. I'm getting
drive one of them little box vans.
Yep.
And be sitting out front of school.
The mystery machine. So what surgeries is it okay, you think? So you think a nose job is okay?
Corrective.
Corrective.
Yeah, corrective.
Gigi, you're saying if he really got that issue and he has to get lipo, I think that's okay.
I think a man can bleach, like, for even skin tone, sort of like how
Charlamagne bleached his skin.
Yeah.
What about Botox?
No.
I think a hair transplant is good.
Yeah.
Like a LeBron or
something. Okay, so a lot of guys get that.
That's what I think is acceptable.
I also
think it's acceptable to go bald.
Yeah.
Like, if you lost your hair, go bald.
I know a guy and his shit looked crazy and he got the whole line back there. Ooh. I didn't know what was going on. I thought he got in an accident. But his shit was weird. It didn't look right.
They didn't do a good job.
It didn't look
thing
right.
With Bozzy, that was an episode on Botched,
no, but the thing with
that's
Bozzy,
embarrassing.
You trust your
the
process?
The reason why Bozzy doesn't work anymore is because
you know the name of that shit.
Nah, because I know guys. I deal with grown ass men. I'm not fucking with.
Remember the hair club for men?
Exactly.
I was a client.
That's an issue that a man in his 30s has. They have receding hairlines.
No, guys take it off.
Guys get receding hairlines even younger than that
because they wear so many hats and that hat be wearing that thing out.
Let me tell you
that too. That,
oh my God! When I was younger,
you ever seen a guy take his hat off? You be like, oh, baby, put that thing back on, honey.
My ex boyfriend, when we were like 24 years old, he was like had a receding hairline,
like a Sherman Hemsley.
Super young. Yes, it was bad.
That's worse.
But you know what? So he used to shave his head bald, but you know that shit grow back mad quick.
That night.
Yeah, right. So you always had that shadow.
You know what you that just that made shadow. Me think of?
Like pussy hair when you get away.
The Instagram meme that was going around where the kids was getting punished for being bad. And
I wouldn't do that to my child.
Because that messes their self-esteem.
And you could ruin their hair.
Don't fuck with your grade.
Yep.
Well,
you can't mess with that baby grade.
Don't fuck with the grade of hair. I'm not taking care of no child. child at 55 years old because no, they ain't get no good job because they failed school.
No, you but what I was saying, what happened with Bosley is that there's you have to take a drug to maintain it. It's called Propecia.
Yeah.
And the Propecia, it turned out that it was making men really depressed. They were losing their erection. Yes.
What the hell? But they got hair, though.
Bitch. Yeah, so you have to, like, choose.
But you flowing.
So the guys getting bothered, they have to choose between the Propecia, you know, a good hairline, or their dick.
You want these tresses or you want this
course,
dick? You
know what I mean? Of course they're choosing their dick.
So, yeah, so the Bosley's no good no more after Propecia has all those lawsuits. They have a bunch of lawsuits.
What about Rogaine?
All over ESPN.
Is that I forgot
Rogaine.
About that.
They Rogaine is a maintenance thing. That's another thing for when you get, like, hair transplants.
That's like that keratin stuff.
Yeah.
Keratin.
I don't think none of that stuff really works.
You got to work with a bald head.
But now guys are doing, like, this new thing. It's like a form of microblading, like the way the girls are doing the eyebrows.
Oh, yeah, they are doing that.
Yeah, that's what Safari
is,
had.
That's what everybody's doing. And it looks really good. It's the way to go. You don't have to take any after medicine. It's permanent.
But don't you have to keep getting it done? Because microblading, you have to get that done, like, every year.
Yeah, it's probably a little maintenance
thing.
I heard
it hurt.
What the fuck is microblading?
They said it's a razor.
It's like tattoo.
Oh, it's a tattoo. But it's lifted.
Okay, so it don't hurt like that?
Yeah, no.
No, it's not.
They said tattoo.
They said it's like razors.
It's little hair strokes. It looks like hair strokes, but they do it with a...
But it's
like a tattoo...
with a blade.
It's like a tattoo needle with no engine.
So why does that only last 6 months? Because the tattoo...
Because it's like a tent.
Yeah. No, but after a while, after a lot of maintenance, after a lot of doing it, you won't have to do it. You'll probably have to do it like once a year.
Yeah, because it'll turn green.
And plus, you wash your face all the time.
Mine just went away.
It didn't?
Yeah. Now, what about men who wear makeup?
On TV, if you like hosting a sports show or something
like
that.
Right,
or you're doing a movie.
But what about when you leave the set and then you go out to the strip club? Should you get some wipes and wipe your makeup off? Or you just going to go to the face? You just going to walk up in the place with your face beat?
I feel like that might be a little weirder to be like, let me stop and go get some makeup wipes. So
but you got some lashes.
Tell the bitch to put them on. You
that
you
bitch
some.
Gone.
Or you can go in the bathroom and wash your face.
Men always have better lashes and everything.
Better brows.
Yeah, so.
Because they don't fuck with their shits. Once you start gluing shit on falling out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't fuck around with their stuff.
It feel like a waste when a man has good lashes and good brows.
Yeah.
Don't you be jealous? I'll be jealous. I'm quick to... tell a man that he has nice brows and lashes and also let him know that I'm jealous.
And they always get the bottom ones that be thick. My refuse joints look like deer eyes. I was like, I want your eyes.
God.
So let's say you went out with a guy and it turns out he did have on a little tinted moisturizer.
Angela, you
know.
Maybe that's all he had.
I'm just asking. Is
that's all he had.
Do he got natural lash extensions too?
No.
Just like he got mink lashes. Because
let's be real, it's not fair. We get to do that. We have a bad day. We tie our bags under our eyes. Let me put a little makeup concealer.
I'm not gonna lie. I might appreciate a little tinted moisturizer because that's just lotion.
Even
that's lotion. Yeah.
That's not really.
It depends
makeup.
What brand. Because
exactly.
Some of them are like a
let's
foundation.
Say it's Laura Mercier.
Laura Mercier is foundation. That's a lightweight. No, that's a sheer cover.
CVS is a grease.
Yeah.
What if he had a pimple?
Exactly.
What if he had a pimple and he put some concealer? Like you know?
No.
He
had a pocket.
No concealer. Then he set it with the powder too.
Right. Rock the pimple.
No. And then spray it with a mitt.
A guy can have a pimple. A girl have a pimple. It's the end of the world.
Yeah, like, no.
Everybody will zoom in. Like, look at that pimple on her face. She look crazy. But if a guy has one, it's kind of like.
I used to make mine a mole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that. Why is her
be like, let
moving?
Me see your Sharpie right quick.
You got a mark.
You better not put no Sharpie on your face.
And weave glue made that thing 3D.
I ain't lying.
You silly.
We were talking about human dildos earlier too, right?
Mm.
As far as like a man that we just really just want to have sex with and don't want anything else from him.
Okay.
Now, do you think that that's a situation that could last for like a year? Could you have sex with a man and not have no feelings for him, but...
Me?
I know you can't.
I can't have sex with nobody if I'm not married to them.
Period. Even before you were married? Well,
I was married, I was a thought. Let's just be clear. But once I got married, I was just like, I just realized I was just giving myself away. Just like,
girl,
I was like, this ain't so fun. Yeah, I was like, like... once we do, we go together and we married. It's I don't know. Because I don't like people like that. Mm-hmm. So I
gotta
like you.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't really like humans. Like, once we have sex, that's it. We go together.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, that's the wave I've been on for at least, like, 2-3 years. Like, once we have sex, that's it. We go together. Yeah. I'm staying around, right? I'm sticking through.
Don't you think you had to go through your thought phase, though, to get
everybody,
to...
And if you didn't, then I think you're gonna.
You're gonna. Yeah.
It's gonna be your
60s. Talking about this.
It's gonna happen.
That's what I said. It's good to go through your thought phase in your 20s, and then, you know, because if not, you're gonna go through your thought phase in your 40s.
Because, all right, I started my thought phase like between 19, because I lost my virginity at 19. So between 19 and 24,
thought, I think that's
like college years, but I didn't go to college.
That's normal.
But I have daughters, and my daughter about to be 16, and I don't want her to, like, I don't want her to go through it, but she has to.
Say everybody
My thought phase wasn't really thought. It wasn't just like, all right, everybody that I hit
you
that.
You was on the road. No.
Like, I can still count on my hands because I grew up real strict holiness Christian, so I used to think if I had sex I was gonna burn in hell.
Oh my god.
Until I had it, and I was like, oh shit, well, might as well go.
So wait, at 19, what was that experience like? The first time
I hated it.
Mm-hmm. I hated it because
like hell. And the boy was like, y'all never ask for this again. I was like, I cried. I was just like, wow, like, I
Why
saved myself
like
for you.
This shit?
Yeah, and I was like, and I used to lie in school and be like, yeah, girl, we did it. Da, 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 da. And I didn't.
Damn, you was lying on your pussy?
Yeah. But dry humping, you know what? Because I was dry humping. And that shit is lit.
You can't.
It was lit.
We call that hunching in the South. You was hunching.
But when you actual penetration, that shit hurts.
Yeah, you bleed.
But honestly, to this day, it really still hurts because I'll tell you, my gynecologist told me the way that my vaginal cavity, the way it's shaped, it's like a teenager, so my shit is tight, and all my kids are cesareans, so my shit is still like this, my nigga.
Oh my god.
She did a fist.
That shit is fire.
So you had C-sections all your kids.
I kind of feel bad for you though.
Ouch.
But it hurts every time you have sex?
Not every time, but it's just like, wait, you know, you have to be like, you have to scooch.
Yeah.
Where you like, all right.
Like you used to, you got to warm it up. Angle.
Oh. Yeah. Because other than that, like when people are like, yeah, fuck the shit out of me, you don't have to fuck the shit out of me. Like just put the head in, like, trust me.
I make a small dick feel big.
Like, that shit, like, I don't see how girls, when people are like, bitch, I want something 13 inches. For what? Bitch, you trying to die?
Right.
Those bitches be loose.
And they can't fit, you know, the little ones. But listen, babies could come out of there. Anybody, you could fit, like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Not out of there. Nope. I don't even want a baby to come out of there. Like, to me, that's just like, because they said
that's a real surgery, though. Like, that is.
It is.
You're really cutting through your body, like, layers and layers.
To the amniotic sac.
God bless you.
No,
I'm not. I'm good with one kid. The regular giving birth was, it's pretty
intense.
But that is harder. That's way worse. It's the recovery.
But you know what's crazy? I guess my doctor, she told me, she was just like, I'm also like a freak of nature, because I went in, my last son, he just turned 2. So I went in at 7:45. He was out by 8:15.
Damn.
I was up by 10 o'clock doing the nay-nay.
What?
You took me to my, because you have to go like this. Before, you got to move your feet and everything. You got to move your body parts. Yeah, and then they take you to your room. And then you still have your catheter and stuff in. But, like, I was like, can I get up? I have anxiety and I can't sit still. So once the baby, I'm like, all
right,
what we doing? When we back in the studio?
Right on
the
stage.
Let me take my baby.
But, you know,
get that placenta.
But there's some people that, like, how they have a baby and they be 2 days later going to movie premieres. Like, I saw, Kevin Hart's wife,
I'm
they just had a
lie.
Baby.
Their baby's a month old now.
Jumanji.
Their baby's a month old.
I'm not going to lie.
I said Jumanji.
Well, I didn't go to a movie premiere, but
I was
a senior in high school when I had my daughter, and I had her on a Tuesday, and I went back to school on Friday.
Wow.
I did that education, tight jeans and heels and everything.
Y'all amazing.
I was 17.
After I gave birth to my son, I got up and I remember I had energy to walk around and everything. But I mean, for me to go out and everything, I could barely hold my pee. I can't even imagine doing anything. Yeah,
Your insides was falling out.
Not my insides weren't falling out. Like, I remember thinking that I was gonna be able to come out the hospital and put a girdle on and snap back and everything. But
people,
I didn't feel normal. Like, I didn't feel normal for at least like a month.
Wow.
After I gave birth, like.
Well, like, this is amazing. I don't have any kids. I love to hear these stories for having a baby.
But everybody's experience is like different. Different. Yeah. Like, really. Because there are people who have C-sections. Like, I'd never want one of those again. I'm like, I don't want to go through labor.
I've seen my friends suffer through C-sections.
I know a couple of people, they lost blood, had blood transfusions. Mm. But I just laid it out.
You made it seem like it's easy.
I was like, did y'all see Love & Hip Hop?
You know,
we be in there talking and playing my music.
You know, as Babies and Snaps right back.
Play my music. We be
lit. Wife, Gia. Every time she has a baby, she snaps.
She take pictures.
She looks like she didn't even have a baby.
Oh, my God.
Those are the ones I say, those are the, like, she has the baby-making body. Honestly, your body, when people let themselves go, that's on you, boo. Your body is not supposed to over after you have a child. I don't hate the person, but I hate when people just turn to this sloppy, slovenly slob.
That's awful.
When you have a baby, and then you wonder why your baby fought. Like, then you wonder why he out here, you know what I mean, always in the strip club, right, dancing. He might as well sign a death row.
My best friend is pregnant with twins right now, and she is huge, you know, and she's like, but she's pregnant with twins
though. Some people they ain't even be showing, they baby be 9 pounds.
My goddaughters is twins, and
I have big babies. But people hasn't had the kids now. Yet, but I think quicker. They're trying to do it too quick.
Yeah, quicker.
I mean, when I gave birth to my kid, I was really, I've always been a very vain person. And I like to look at myself in the mirror like everybody else. But when I gave birth to my kid, like, I had, like, anxiety about wanting him to be okay. You know what I mean? Like, I forgot about myself that I got so skinny. I turned into a skinny stick because I wasn't eating. I had so much anxiety and stress of being all in my son's face.
I think that's what happened to me too.
I swear.
But
having a kid, you don't realize even when you're pregnant, your first kid, like, you're about to have anxiety for the rest of your life.
Yep. Or postpartum depression, like, there's a lot of stuff that comes with it. Yeah, you never know when it's gonna hit, and they give you these, and then they give you these little quizzes now to make sure you ain't at a number 8. Because my stress level, and you don't know your stress levels, which is anxiety, is so high. You just like, because you want everything to be so perfect, and I just want to make sure. Why is he crying like this? And why is it? Oh my God, the baby. But sometimes they're perfectly all right, but you naturally stress yourself.
Like,
out.
When I first had my son, I didn't go out. I didn't go party. I didn't go drink nothing for like 5 months.
Wow.
For like 5 months. Because I was so, I didn't want to leave my son with anybody. I didn't trust him with his father. I didn't trust him with anybody.
With his father.
Not even with anybody. With my mother.
No, but that's how
nobody.
It is. You be like, I don't want nobody.
Now, is that a disorder or does everyone feel like that?
I think with the first one, but now I'll be like, who try to keep this
kid?
Like,
first child.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't feel like I'll be like that with another one if I did have another one. Because now I know all the tricks and all the things. Like, I couldn't even sleep because I was like stalking my son all the time. Like, he would be sleeping and I'd be watching him.
But I think I created like a monster because now my daughter likes sis. My daughter thinks she's my sister.
She said sis.
She's like, sis, what we doing for my sweet 16?
Like,
But she's so pretty. That's how she, when she was like, you so pretty. And I used to sing to her. Now she thinks when she walks in the room, you're supposed to sing to her. But she's such a sweetheart. And like, God bless me with some amazing kids.
Now, something else that none of us, because none of us in this room besides you have been married, right?
Mm-hmm. A couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times. How do you know when it's time to walk away? Because there's a lot of people, obviously marriage is difficult, right?
Very.
And it's a lot of work. And at certain times, people are like, okay, I'm done with this. I can't take it anymore. Or sometimes you're like, you know what? We're going through a really rough patch and we got to figure it out. How do you know, all right, I just can't?
All right, the first time I shouldn't have got married. But I was like, I want to have kids and I don't want to just have a baby father. Mm-hmm. So let's get married. And we got married like... I knew him, but like 6 weeks after dating, we got married. And then I got pregnant that year, and I was just like, oh, okay. And it was just wrong. Mm-hmm. But I knew I walked away from that because he started cheating. And I was like, all right, I'm going to cheat too. I did that cheat back, sis. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this not right. And then I saw what it was doing to my daughters. And I was like, I don't want them to meet nobody, no nigga like you. And I was like, oh my God, I'm turning into what I didn't want to become. Right. So I was like, we got to break it up. Because then when I start hating you and not being around you and that... No. Then the second one, I just married him because I wanted to make the first one mad because I know I shouldn't have messed with him. But now we have 2 children together and, well, that don't count. I canceled them out. They don't even count to me. But I was like, I'm out. Like, I was so depressed. And this part makes me cry because my daughter, she came to me one day. She was like, Mom, my kids knew that I wasn't happy. And I had pulled myself away from the industry and friends and, like, people that I was really close with, like, even Fab and everybody. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't coming around because I was just like, well, maybe I should just stay home and be a wife and be people's mother and just sit home and just do nothing. And I just felt like a recluse. And once I started feeling like I wasn't myself, not Little Mo, but Cynthia, and I lost sight of who I was, I said, oh, hell to the no. And I literally picked up and left. And like now with my marriage now, honestly, I was like, this is the one I should have been with from the whole time, because he been chasing me. What's crazy was I said I was married, I was 12 years a slave, because the first and second time,
oh my God,
12 years, six awful. And six. But for 15 years, because he's a young boy. He's been chasing me for 15 years. And he was 15 when he first tried to holler at me. So you do the math.
All right. Now we've seen y'all have issues too. We've seen the couple's court and everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, look, I'm going to make sure that this works out. Because he did admit that he's had some issues in the past. And that he used to be a thot also.
Yeah.
And then he got with you and now he wants to make things right.
Yeah.
How do you know that? You know, because this happens in relationships all the time. The guy messes up.
In everyone's relationship.
Right. The guy messes up. And then you're like, okay, you have a choice now. Do I give him another chance or do I not give him another chance? How do you know that it's worth it?
You just know. Because you like, all right, I'm going to play like I ain't noticed what happened. And if we see this bitch, we're going to jump her together. Nah, but first of all, a lot of stuff. Like, when you saw the couple's court, that was from years ago. We just remade it first. So, it's just like, it seems like it's new, but that shit is old. So, I'm just like, and because the inner Scorpio in me is just like, my nigga, like, you know who you fucking with? Like, you know what I have access to? Nigga, I can ruin you. I can destroy you. And I won't have to fuck any of your friends. Oh, one thing God. I don't do is I don't cross-pollinate this pussy. Nobody in your crew gonna see. But what's crazy is that as soon as people saw us on the TV, people was all like, oh, da-da-da-da, like, I'm from North Philly. Get at me. And I'm just like, yo, like, people are just really weird like that. But one thing I did notice that I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be as accessible. And I was just like, yo, you have to, a lot of men don't realize who they are. Like, my husband now, he's a professional boxer. And I'm like, I see what I knew what came with the territory. His best friends are Danny Garcia, Adrian Broner, Booba Andre, like Victor Ortiz. These are people house we stay at. Like, these are that's like our family. So I'm just like, okay, I get it. And I know what comes with the territory, but I will beat a bitch the fuck up. Like, I don't play that shit. So it's just like you either cut that shit out and let's clear this slate, because then you have to realize too, what type of bitches you messing with that run to tell the blogs. Niggas, let me tell you something, I ain't no angel, but my niggas don't tell. The fuck you doing?
What happened to the quiet side pieces or whatever? You know what I mean?
The hush mouth bitches.
The hush mouth, like, you get fucked social and media. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and people really
want attention.
And I'm just like, who's raising these bitches?
Nobody.
But at the same time, don't you look at it like he chased you for all these years, got you. Why fuck that up?
Because a lot of people don't realize it. Be like, sometimes to this day, he'd be like, dag, like, I really got you. And he's still like, damn. And I was just like, okay, damn. It's not that hard. Really, in life, anybody you want, you can really have. It's
I agree with that.
I'm trying to think. Like,
everything.
I agree with that. I concur.
If you, there's some people in life, like, well, I don't know. I speak things in existence.
But how did he get you anyway? Like, how did it even, after all that time, what made you say,
and he was so much
let me get this young boy a chance?
Because we've just been kicking it for all the years. Because, all right, 15 years ago, like, who was I on tour with? What's this, 2017, 15, 12, 2002? Because he grew up with Beanie Siegel's, that's Beanie Siegel's young boy. So that's like his uncle. So when I was touring with The Rock back then, like those years, and Missy and all that stuff, he was around. And I was just like, all right, so his cousin that's locked up, everybody know him. His name is Wu. And everybody knew Wu because he had a Murder Mill that was from Philly. And he used to come up. Always, he used to be around Violet a lot. So he was always the young boy that was around. I was like, oh, he's so cute. Like, the boy with the good hair, the boxer ball. So then finally, once he matured, he was like, yo, you ready for me yet? And I'm like, oh my God. But I'm always, because I was in Baltimore, and Baltimore and Philly, just like, just always.
It's like Twin Cities.
Yeah. And Baltimore be like, oh, I don't like Philly. I don't like Baltimore. Y'all the same thing.
Y'all always in each other's city.
Hello, eating shrimp and damn crabs.
And cheesesteaks.
Hello. So it's just like, it was like the same thing. So it almost seemed like inevitable. But like, once we clicked, we just started like, he was like, yo, I got you. And I was like, all right, because I'm a piece of work.
You're like, I'm a lot.
Are you sure that you can handle this?
Because I'm a lot. My mouth, my attitude, my mood swings. Some days I want to be Little Mo. Some days I want to be Cynthia. Some days I don't want to be bothered. Some days I want to be Kendrick Lamar when I take my wig off. Some days when I take my wig off. Yeah, so, like, some days you got to be able to deal with that. And a lot of people think that what you see on TV is what you get at home. Some days I'd be like, what the fuck was he thinking? Then some days it'd be like, oh my God, I fucking love you. But this is one time in life I can honestly say that I am in love.
Aww, oh, that's good. Good for you.
Yep.
I have a question because you said something earlier about getting married after, you know, you have sex after you get married. Yeah. So was that the first marriage that you did that with, that after that you was like, all right, whoever I deal with from this first marriage, from now on, I'm not having sex until I get married?
Just like, because I was raised holiness, apostolic Christian, it was honestly we were taught, you aren't supposed to lose your virginity until you're married.
Right.
But since I didn't marry the person I lost my virginity to, I was like, okay, I don't want to just be out here thotting and bopping. Listen, if you want to be with me, then you're going to have to marry me. You're going to have to meet my dad, and you're going to have to go through the motions. So it's not no just like, oh, we get married. Like, you have to meet the parents.
So you put your foot down. Like, listen, this is what you got to do.
This is what you got to do.
What about the kids?
Now, my kids, that's totally different. Because with my first marriage, I didn't have any children. So we had children together. But he had children from previous relationships. And with that, baby mothers, like, I'm so glad. Like, my baby fathers need to give me a fucking trophy and a crown. Because when I say I don't call them, I don't ask them for anything. They don't have my phone number. I don't have theirs. They don't know where I live. I don't know where they live. No communication whatsoever. I don't believe
that's because your kids are old enough to communicate with them on their own. So
no, since they were born. Like, my, it's like,
that's how it should be.
Like, for real, what do we need to talk about? I'm going to make all the decisions because I know at the end of the day, I knew every time, even though we were married and I gave birth, I was like, you know what? There's a chance we may not be together. So, listen, I'm going to bring this child in the world. If I'm not going to be able to take care of it, don't even get on this. Don't even go through the motions. Mm-hmm. Do what you got to do.
So that they communicate directly with their kids? Or how does that work? Mm-hmm. Do you think it would be a more ideal situation if y'all were, like, cool with each other?
No. Once I'm a Scorpio. Once I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. I have nothing to say. Like, I'd be like, I literally lobotomize niggas out of my life. I'd be like, I don't remember anything.
Damn.
What, I don't even
be like,
yeah.
It becomes sunshine a blur. For the spotless.
Like, they could be sitting right there. I'd be like, who that? Right. Like, it's your baby father. No, I'm Murray. A virgin Murray. Yeah. It's Jesus.
So when did he get to meet the kids?
He met them, man, so November, December.
Because people act really funny about that. Like, when you see it on blogs, like, remember the big deal they made about, like, Ciara and Russell Wilson and baby? And they made such a big deal out of it. And she ended up marrying him.
But people be always in people's business. One thing about me is I don't be in people's business like that. I don't be caring. That's why I'm like, how do these blogs survive? That's too many people that care about other people's lives. I don't be caring. I'll be like, as long as that child is safe and doesn't look like, because you could tell by a child's countenance or their aura, be like, oh no. But you can look at the way he is with that child and be like, yo, that baby is happy. So why would you want him to be in a stable environment? And people always start Future threw a sub tweet out. Mm-hmm. And just like that. And then you cause friction between a relationship that you really had no business tampering with. And now that they're married, I think people should keep their hands off.
They're
business. Yeah, but people, they just don't have this effect. People always like, oh, I'm drinking water, minding my business. No, you're not, bitch, because I look at the comment section at the time that it was posted. I'll be like, shouldn't y'all bitches be at work? Right. Like, what jobs do y'all have? Y'all so rich or anything? But like with my kids, because when we actually started dating, I was filming R&B Divas of LA. So we were in LA. He didn't actually meet them until I came back to the East Coast. And that was like about 5 months later. And then I ain't even let him hit it until like 4 months later. Yeah. I made
and
him
what
wait.
Was that like the first time?
Lit.
You see, I stayed. You see, I made the nigga marry me, right?
That nigga married me, and I wasn't even divorced.
Oh, shoot.
Bang the gavel. The ink wasn't even damn dry. Right. I was in Maryland, you have to be separated for a year, and I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna
really?
Work out.
Did get a divorce?
Yes.
They do that a lot of places, I think, right? You have to be separated for a
In California, as long as you be like, oh, we irreconcilable differences and alienation affection, they'll be like, okay.
Today.
Yeah. Tonight.
So do you feel like a relationship will last longer if you do wait in the beginning?
I think relationships last as long as you want them to. Right. You have to want to make it work. Because the old me, like, if shit would have been like that,
you would have been out.
Yeah, I'd have been like, you know what, my nigga? Like, it's too many niggas out here because it's some cuties.
So you
like,
know I'm little ma.
Like, bitch, and I can really sing. Right. So, you know what I mean?
Nah, like, for real, though. You know what I'm just saying?
And a bitch, like, and I mean, a bitch cute. A bitch ain't been to Dominican Republic, had no work done yet. So, I mean, I think
why you say yet? Like, you playing
time. You know, everybody, you know.
Because if a bitch need to, she just might. Okay.
Hello, bitch, we'll catch a flight. Stay for a week. No, but, you know, you just get to the point where you just like, you know, I'm going to make this work. My parents have been married for, well, they've been together for 42 years. They've been married for like 40 something. Like, what? I want, like, that's God, amazing. I love my parents. I'm like, how do y'all do it? My dad said, we're just weird like that. My parents are actually, they're leaving today. They're taking my daughters and they're going on a cruise and to the Bahamas with my aunt and uncle that I moved back to New York with when I became Little Mo. They've been married for 60 years. So in my family, we're married. Yeah. They are,
I think,
like,
I heard you say that before.
That's how my sister's married. Like, everybody in my family, we're married. We don't just go together. There's no...
We don't go together.
Ain't no boyfriend, girlfriend.
There's nobody that's just a baby mother. And if you are, we'd be like, you better get you a husband.
You outcasted
like,
some
that's
shit.
How it is. And you meet the whole family and our family, like, my last name is Loving. That's my given last name. So we, like, that's how we really are. People love my family. They be like, yo, how's your dad? People love us. That's just how we are. We're just warm. We're welcoming. So that's why whenever I get done wrong, people just like, you didn't deserve that, because that's not how I was raised. I never saw my dad yell at my mom, disrespect my mom. Never heard my mom or dad curse. Never saw them drink liquor. Like, they're preachers, but my parents went on tour with me and everything. So just like, everybody's calls the fake ass Cosbys and stuff like that, to the point where I used to be like, well, why do we have to have a dad? Nobody else has a dad. And now that I'm older and wiser, I'm just like, you know what? That's the reason why I have confidence. I don't have low self-esteem. I mean, I get over shit quick. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, I have that balance because that's what I come from. And that's what, honestly, I think I've been in search for all of my life. That's why, let's make it official. That's why I can sing love songs like that. And motherfuckers really be like, yes, bitch, I'm going to get married to that shit, bitch.
Because you feel that in your soul. When
yeah,
you
be like,
bitch, baby.
Like, I'm at the point where I'm tired of playing games. Like, bitch, how long we going to go together? Shit.
How long I'll be trying to sing like you on the shit. I'm singing my heart out.
Mo, you be singing in the bedroom?
Nah, we don't. That's like,
you
no,
don't be humming
never
on the,
did that?
No, on the mic.
My kids
rock the mic right out.
I heard they like that. You got hum on the mic.
My kids be walking around high singing, but you know what's crazy is that even though I'm a singer, I'm probably singing like once out of the week because it's so much other stuff that I do. Like, but other than that,
all damn day.
Yeah. Because people are like, oh, girl, if I could sing like you, I'd be singing all the time. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. Because
if I could sing and I was in bed with my man, I'd definitely be singing a little song every night.
Sing them, he'd be like, yeah, but like that shit is because I can really sing, but it's just like, who don't we, you know, baby? I'm not the boy. Bitch, if you don't go to sleep and watch this Walking Dead,
you gotta like, shut up.
I would be
what
singing
season
six? Dick sucking songs like, I'm about to suck it.
Yo, I
baby, I'm gonna suck your dick.
My God. I need more. You want your dick sing at my wedding? So lost without
baby,
you. That was my
dick.
Favorite song.
You can't tell baby, me if was, you could sing. And you could be in the bedroom about to, like, it's about to go down and you about to lick his
baby
balls. I'll be singing songs about
he
it.
He gonna be like, if you don't shut up, lick his dick.
But if you, like, if you sing it, it just feels like weird. But if the music is playing, like them love songs, like I got a song now called 30 Minutes. I can almost guarantee you everybody's gonna be pregnant off this one. I know certain songs that, because I think songs have, they conjure up certain spirits, and the spirit of Eros is love. And that's what I put into my music. So, like, a girl came to me. She was like, as a matter of fact, at Jeezy's Pressure album, she was like, oh, my God, Little Mo, I just love you. I done made love to all your songs. And I'm just like, okay, that's love. I got your baby vomit up. But, like, I know when I put out certain songs and music, what I want people to feel. And so far, like, I just did a show in Philly. What's the name?
Thursday.
For the Escape tour, as soon as I came out, I know
so
how
I
can
I
make
that.
People like. But I know how people want to feel, and I make you get in your bag.
I was so mad.
That's,
I missed that.
That's right.
I'm like a magician.
What's the song called? 30 Minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody
be looking out for that.
I can show you. Let's. Oh man, my phone is broke. The clip from the video. All about it's like a soft porn, but.
Whoa.
Okay. Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Now I know y'all know Issa Rae from her hit HBO series Insecure. Now you can listen to 2 seasons of her acclaimed podcast Fruit on Stitcher Premium. I'm telling you, you got to get up on this. You know she got 2 more shows, right, that she's producing on HBO. So don't play. This gripping audio drama tells the story of X, an African American pro football player, on a journey of self-discovery and sexual exploration. Written and directed by Issa Rae, the SARA Award says Fruit raises the bar on what is possible in audio fiction. Treat yourself for the holidays and start listening to Fruit now. Plus, Stitcher Premium has a great holiday deal going on for a limited time only. Get 30% off Stitcher Premium when you use the promo code JINGLE at checkout. Just go to stitcherpremium.com/fruit and use that promo code JINGLE. Remember, that's stitcherpremium.com/FRUIT and promo code JINGLE.
Now, do y'all film yourselves?
Yes.
In the bedroom?
Yes.
And what do you do?
But for the video shoot, oh my God, it's crazy that, isn't it? Like, okay, so now I'm acting like I can't.
Wait, so you use your husband as your eye candy in a video shoot?
I can't tell that because
she blushing. Okay,
because the way Love and Hip Hop is set up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, all right, with the video shoot, all right, it's crazy that you can film yourself. See how you have a camera phone? Mm-hmm. You're like, yes, bitch, I'm going to go to town on this dick. I'm going to make this thing go all the way down my throat. But if somebody else is filming, you feel like, oh my God, don't
it's weird,
look. Yes.
It?
So I was like, oh my God, give me a Perkins stamp. Because
now there's another person there filming. So
yeah,
if it's just.
But what's crazy is a bitch done had threesomes, foursomes, and all this shit before in her life. I was like, why didn't I used to be scared before, but why am I scared now? I don't know. Now, I think. Why was I so lit before and
maybe
wasn't afraid
young,
of people being it?
Yeah,
maybe
didn't have a care.
But now
you
I'm
care
just
more.
Like,
you probably care more with people
in the house.
No, you probably care more with people think now. You think?
Huh?
Like when you're younger, thinking. Just like you don't have fear when you're younger.
You don't
for
have
a lot
no
of
inhibitions. That's what it was.
Oh, you said like, house coat.
You know what a house coat is? That's a Madea thing. When you gotta,
that's the granny shit.
You gotta throw it around yourself. It's a blanket, a throw. You wear to pick up the kids from school and whoop their ass.
Damn, I want one of those.
They're like a
right
snuggie.
Away.
They're like the hood snuggies. And they got a hole in it right here.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, I need it.
And you lost the belt.
The belt.
So you got to hold it together.
Yep. But them things be comfortable.
That belt been going, child.
They lost that belt. That's a sexy picture, Mo. Thanks for putting that image in our mind.
You don't got no house coat?
Nope.
I
like to be naked though.
She ain't a mom.
Like I don't.
That's a mommy thing. The house.
Yeah, but when I get to be a mom, then I probably have like 3 of them joys.
Yeah.
With the whole.
No, we walk around the house, but my kids be busting. My mom tell my mom, I'm like, yo, no, get out of
right,
here. They just be busting in. We wasn't allowed in my parents' room growing up. These kids nowadays.
I'm not gonna
just,
lie, I wasn't either.
We wasn't allowed get from meddling on my dresser.
Yeah.
We wasn't allowed to watch cable. My kids be putting it all on YouTube. Tell my mom, look at this, look at Wilding Out, XXX Temptation.
Tentacion.
What's his name? What the boy name?
That's Tentacion.
Yeah.
Extensions.
Extensions.
That sound like nigga name Extensions.
It sound like it's all the way down
Triple
here.
Extensions.
Yeah, he gone to jail for a while, so.
Yeah, the holidays are coming up, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
So, do y'all like exchange presents and everything?
No.
No, because you're Muslim,
Muslim,
right?
So
the kids, nothing?
Kwanzaa.
When they go to my mama's house, they do, because my mama and Christian, these kids gonna have a Christmas.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy, because ain't no tree in the house, so. When, all right, so our neighbors, they had like, are they Forsythias or Poinsettias?
Poinsettias.
Okay,
yeah.
I call them Poinsettias.
Close enough.
Them red Jones. My son was picking all the things. I was like, no, those is Christmas things.
Oh,
so he doesn't know.
Right.
And when we were in the King of Prussia Mall, he saw the big tree. He was like, oh, mommy, I want those balls. So he loves basketball. He's taking them all off and throwing them. He didn't realize what Santa Claus was. He was like, no. So, yeah, they don't know. But when they go to my mom's house, the 8-year-old, 5-year-old, and the older kids, they know. But the 2-year-old, oh, he doesn't know anything.
He
right.
Know
what's going on.
But
In general, with presents, though, like with you and Carl, you know, how often, like, do you give him presents all the time? Or is it just, like, his birthday?
All the time.
All the time?
Every week. Like, you know what I love about him? He's from North Philly. So the fact that, like, last night we were at a party and he just came up to me with, like, a bouquet. He always goes to, what's the
find the rose lady.
Yeah, and buys them all. And he'll give me a whole bunch of them, and then he'll give them to people at the club. Because he's like, you never know.
Capital Ridge Capital. I saw y'all at Ridge Capital when he did it the night that I was, y'all was sitting like right, you know, at the bar.
We always at Ridge the Cap. But he always buys all the roses and pass them out to me. He's like, you know, just make people feel, you know, all right, because you just don't know what type of day. That's somebody said, but then I also saw somebody get out of line, pop the shit out of, like, he don't play. One thing about me, he don't make me
pop you with this rose now.
Yeah, because sometimes, no, we was at this place called Holt. It's a new place in Philly. It's downtown. And this girl, I saw you on that show, and you a piece of shit. He was like, bitch, I will punch you the fuck out. Everybody in Philly said, bitch, I will beat you the fuck up. Yeah. So she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was like,
but that is true, when people see you on TV,
They
feel like they know you and they can say anything to you.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know. Like, they you would get beat the fuck up.
Right. That's and how we I already feel, have... too. People see you on the internet and they've been following you for years and X, Y, Z and so on and so forth. And they feel like they know you. But, you know what I put on the internet. You don't really know me in real life. Like, people get really comfortable in person.
Somebody DM'd me yesterday. And one thing about me, and I learned this, my dad, growing up, my dad used to make us read books and write essays. So every Monday through Friday, we have to read a book and by Sunday, hand in an essay. And so he taught us how to deal with people. And so I know how to pull out of people what you really want to say. This girl, assalamu alaikum, sis. I saw you. I know you did your thing at the concert the other night, but that outfit you had on wasn't really conducive to Islam. Right. And you follow, listen, she was like, you follow, your husband should be letting you know about the Rajun and this and that. I said, bitch, shut the fuck up. Suck my dick. Because I said, you know what? I said, why is you worried about what I got on? First of all, if you really want to get down to it, you shouldn't even be on social media because it's not, that's kafir. Let's just be real. So I'm like, bitch, first of all, you know, da, 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 da. And I said, see,
first you came with the assalamu alaikum.
Exactly. That's what you wanted to say. Bitch, and that's not even you and your Abby hoe. Fuck out of here.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And you're never going to say it to my face. You're not going to get close.
No, that's the worst when people try to compliment you but shade you at the same time. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm a big fan, but I'm just trying to give you some like nobody asked for your unsolicited advice.
I was like, bitch, what you done commemorated? Name one thing. Or people like, yeah, that outfit was cute, but no, you, I love you more, but that outfit was tacky.
No.
Bitch, you sewed your hat on. Bitch, you see your kid's hair.
Everybody think they a stylist too. It's not funny. They be like, yo, Instagram, you need a stylist. You
know, people
be like,
always trying to tell you what to do or what you should do or what they would have done. Worry about your own self. Don't worry about me and what I'm doing. Worry about
they
want
to tell you what to do with your kids, your money. That's the new thing. Oh, I see you getting a couple of dollars now. Bitch, don't act new. You just got fired from the radio station. Bitch, that little check, that wasn't
you probably actually make more money not having to be at work every single morning.
Hello?
I would think.
Now you can travel.
I used to drive from Philly to D.C. every day. My husband used to, we used to get up at 2:00 in the morning. Jeez. And I was just like, that's why I'm just like, I know that nigga love me. And then we would leave by like 10 a.m., 10:30, get back to Philly by 12:30. He'd be in the gym by 4 p.m., till 6, sometimes 7:30, and we start all over again. And I make my kids lunch every night that we're home.
That's dope.
Pick out their clothes and all that stuff. So, like, this little mo shit, that shit is cool, but me being a mom, the domestic, the OCD going around, oh my God, there's a fingerprint on the counter.
That's me.
I have such an OCD, it drives me crazy. I'm like, oh, please don't touch my mirrors, wire hangers.
Now, what about taking pictures with people for both of y'all? Like, I know there's rules of, you know, I remember I had a boyfriend that would be really mad if I took a picture with somebody and they put their arm around me.
Oh, yeah. There's certain etiquette because, you know, a lot of people come up and, I mean, it comes with territory. Can we take a picture? Yep. Let's take a selfie. And he say, one and done. We not going to have no photo shoot. Because then people will start telling us, oh, wait, bitch, my eye, I ain't like my eye. You should have thought about that, bitch. You should have put a lash on. That's why I would tell people, just have some glasses and some gloss and you lit. Yeah. Because people would try to have a photo shoot. And then I went to a restaurant the other day. There's sometimes I want, like, I'm on my way to somewhere. And because one thing about me is I see everything. A bitch's big brother out this bitch. I went to this restaurant to go eat, and I wanted to eat, leave, because we was going to Jeezy pressure party.
Right. We seen
so
you there.
So much happened that day. So the girl comes to my comments, that was you at the restaurant. You didn't even want to take no pictures and sign no autographs. Bitch, you ain't asked. You said, hey, you look like Little Mo. So I said,
don't you hate when people do that?
Oh,
you
that look just like- happened to me. Remember the guy said?
I told the guy no. He was like, you look like that girl on
the thing.
Angela Yee. Yeah. Radio. He was like, "That's you." I was like, "Nope."
I do that all the time. You be like, "Oh, Stephanie's son."
She be like, "Nope."
Like sometimes, right? I've done it in front of you.
Wait, what?
I'd be like, "Nope." I'm like, "I don't know who that is."
Because you don't know.
Tell her I think she's pretty.
The reason why people say, oh,
you know,
I
it's all about people's approach, right?
It is
right. It's all about their approach.
Hey, right. I know you don't want to be seen right now, but I love you. I saw you at the thing.
Right. You're
I
like, know oh, you thank
that
you. Song.
Yeah. But don't you be like, can't say no to that.
Blow it up.
You yeah. can't say no
but
to that.
But if you say, hey, you, that. You look like Lil Mo. Bitch, I'm eating. I'm eating. I'm, and when I eat, I don't like to be like, put a bib on and cut my food. Right. Bitch, I want to eat you like this. I got to go.
Right.
But you know what? Certain places that you go, you know you're going to see people. Like, we went to the Nets game at the Barclays. Okay. I know when I go there, I'm going to see people. And so I'm like in the mode of I want to take pictures. Yeah. I'm fine with that because I know I'm there. But if you out like
that was outside,
on some chill shit.
Yeah. But when I'm out with
if
my
you
kids,
Christmas shopping at Target and decide to stop at Ruth Chris after four lunch,
no,
then
when
you
in a grocery store trying to just run in and get something,
grab something
you look kind of crazy.
Well, have you ever pretend this is phone? Have you ever been somewhere you saw somebody like this? Been
yes.
Texting, and they be like
he's
this.
Taking a sneak picture.
I'll be like, so I'll just be like this. Right. Like, let me pose first because then I'll be sitting all like a doofus and shit. Be like, don't catch me slipping.
No, I took the train one day and I got off the train and somebody posted a picture of me on the train and I was looking dumb as just hell. Looking, I was like looking at my phone. I had my double chin because I was like, you know, backed up that way.
I think I want to sue people like that, dude, because if I did that to them, they would be like, oh, that bitch is trying to exploit me.
I need $50,000.
Right.
For paying
right.
a suffering.
But they could do anything when
anything.
It comes, that's fucked up.
I'd be like, yo, I'm one of the coolest people. Like, if you walk up, can I take a picture? Mm-hmm. Sure. That's the reason why I want to be famous again. Hello? But if you want to you look, I thought you was Lil Mo, but she's dark and her lips is bigger. What?
Like, what?
Yes. Yo, so I was like, no, she's dark and her lips is bigger.
I'd be like, yeah, right? Like, yeah. Nope, it's not me.
No. My lips too small.
Yo, people tries it.
I'm little no lips.
So now, what about him taking pictures with people, too? Like, if he's taking pictures with a woman, is
but
it like...
Now we have this thing because PR has told us new ways to pose because a lot of people in these allegations and because he can't listen we don't need no more scandals my nigga
hand around the shoulder
do the Magic Johnson point.
Yeah.
Right. Magic Johnson
peace sign. The peace sign is always good too.
Oh yeah, throw that peace sign up,
throw that peace sign
or just cross them up. But or if you put your arms around people, it's a way to you, cup, show you don't touch
way,
them
because right?
People say, "Oh, they trying to touch my butt." Yeah, I'm calling HR.
We not doing no Rick Ross and Jocelyn pictures. We not doing the hand around the booty. We doing the hand around the shoulder.
Y'all have survived a lot of scandal though so far already.
Yep. Yeah.
Has it ever almost broken you? Like almost broken your relationship in any way?
Nah. Because at the end of the day, like I always say, ain't nobody gonna really pull up. So you can send in what you want to. If you ain't pulling up, like if you're not pulling up, be like, bitch, like da 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 da, like. I know what people try to do, and then I know the messages people have sent me, like, yeah, bitch, if you pay me $5,000, I'll make this go away. Bitch, what? You should have got that money from him then, bitch, because I ain't cutting shit.
Right.
Bitch, who I hope nobody don't leak my steamy nudes and my steamy text messages, but my niggas never tell.
Mo, you keep saying that like you had some shit. Okay,
I
so
did.
He's confessed, right? So you cheated on him too?
No.
Okay, so you're talking about before that.
I mean,
cheating
I've never
cheated.
Yeah, cheating is giving someone, it's not the actual act of intercourse. Cheating is giving someone time, attention. Like, if you give somebody time. Now, if it's just like, see, because, all right, Aunt, you cool. So if my husband be like, yo, can I go holla? And be like, yo, what you think? Like, it's just certain people that's cool. But then it's certain people that you be like, now that bitch on the type time. So let me go ease in on the, no, we going to go talk to the bitch.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's just etiquette.
And etiquette is also like, if he was to holla at me about something, I would hit you up and be like, oh, just so you know.
Exactly.
You know, he hit me up about this. Are you
that's
cool with it?
That's stuff I would do. Mm-hmm. But then some. Now, if it was a surprise for me, I would be like, I want to be like, well, damn, why you ain't tell me? But some people be on some sneak tip, be like, yeah, my, like, and I've seen it because I don't even want to. Listen, I run all the social media accounts. I just put it like that. And I be seeing what bitches say. And I be like, they be like, yeah, daddy, da 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 da. Bitch, you want to die? And they be thinking it's him. And I be like, no, bitch, this is me. I will lure your ass somewhere, douse you with something flammable, and you will be smiling for the rest of your life. I don't play about my husband. I don't play about my husband. Yes. Because one thing, you know, one thing I've learned, and my mother taught me this too, I don't mess with nobody's husband.
Right.
That's one thing I don't do. I can't say I didn't do it before, but I'm just like, damn, I did not know the dude was married. And his, it was crazy is I found out when, what was that? Not Twitter. What was before? MySpace. And you know, she came to me like.
She was on his top eight.
No, she came, she was like, she was on my page and she was like talking crazy. Little Mo was trying to ruin a happy home. And I was like, huh? Oh, this when I first came out. And I was like, my cousin used to run my social media. And I was like, bitch, no, I'm not. I was like, my mother will whoop me and I'm grown. Yeah. So she came to me later on in life and she apologized. She was like, I know you didn't know. Like, right. He was deceiving you, because I was just like, yo, he never had none of his kids around. I was like, yo, like, and it was a white boy at that.
Whoa.
Excuse me, Anglo-Saxon.
You said a white boy? Oh, like white boy?
Child, yes.
Well, not
you
now.
Know what's so funny? Earlier today, right before you came in, we was talking about white boys. Mm-hmm. Like, who in here? Because Gigi dated a white boy. Mm-hmm. L'Oreal hasn't. I haven't. Stephanie has. But
how did you, like, what did you think?
About dating white guys?
Yeah.
Personally, sorry, Dan. But, you know, I guess there's a white man in Dan the room. For me personally, it's not my taste. I like black men. Mm. I like my Latino men. You know, that's like what that I like.
Yeah, it was like a short-lived relationship.
I like dark penis. Because even my Latino guys are dark.
I've done it again. Yeah, you're not opposed to it.
See, I mean, it's just not my taste. And you know what? I've never spoken about this, but the last time I dated a white guy, because I thought about it, and he was really great. He used to take me. I didn't sleep with him. I didn't have sex with him, but he was really great. He bought me a lot of nice things. Mm-hmm. He used to take me to Broadway shows. Oh, he used to take me to five-star dinners all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, he was courting me really nicely, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't like the way he talked about other races. I didn't like the way he talked about black people, and I didn't like the way he talked about Latinos.
What would he say?
It made me uncomfortable.
Like
what?
There's like this hidden Donald Trump in them all. Yeah. No shade.
Outright racist.
About you, Dan?
Yeah. Not everybody, but honestly, the one I was with, he just, and then one time he used the N-word.
Whoa!
One time I tried to kill him.
He would try to undermine.
You tried to kill him?
He would try to undermine us by groups. You know what I mean? And I didn't, like, without saying disrespectful things, but like, dancing around it, like if I wasn't around, you wouldn't be. You would be saying
if you were with
having a different,
you, friends,
you know, it would be a different tone.
And y'all had your sweaters tied around like this, and you were laughing. Yeah, you would be going.
Like. And I remember, one time we were in the car because he used to get like a SUV to drive us to the shows or to dinner or whatever. And I remember we were sitting. He was having a conversation with the driver, and I was sitting there listening to him, and I had to kind of check him one time. Like, he was talking about, it was around the time when Trump was about to be elected president, and they were talking about that, and I had to kind of, like, check him, like, listen, like, I'm sitting here, I'm Puerto Rican, but, you know, like, let's not forget, like, I'm black. That's it. I basically told him, like, I'm black, too, you know, even though I am 63%
Caucasian
and 24% African and 8%
Well, you did one of those.
Native American.
Yeah, did. My mom did one of those, too.
I'm waiting on my results any minute. I keep checking my email.
Yes.
Send me
I'm not
going to
do it.
But at the
you
time, this was before that. This was before that time, and I'm one of those people who always feels really woke. You know what I mean? But I'm one of those people who always feels really woke, so I had to check him. Like, listen, my ancestors were raped and tortured, and like, you need to understand who you're sitting next to. Like, I see my complexion, but I'm black. I had to explain it to him, and he felt like so bad. Like, he felt like he was offending me, but he was offending me. And I remember I had to check him on that. I remember.
I'm glad you made that point, because remember the thing on social media with the boy that happened the other week with the boy bullying. Everybody donate all that money, but then when black kids be needing it and stuff like that, nobody want to send them a dollar.
Here's my thing. What did they donate the money for?
Yeah.
Did anybody it wasn't committee? The family that started a GoFundMe. It was somebody who didn't even know them. He started a because people do that all the time. Like, they see something on social media. They start a GoFundMe for someone.
Wow.
So it wasn't the mom that started the GoFundMe. It was a stranger.
Is that why they decided not to give her the money?
Right, and then they ceased it and everything.
GoFundMe?
After,
they seized my, one of my homeboys, well, my nephew's football, he's 18 now, but he just got arrested, and his bail was $150,000, so they were trying to raise $15,000 and GoFundMe shut it down. So I was like, supposed to go to the playoffs, and we trying to get this money up so he can go. But they stopped it. GoFundMe don't play.
Why did they stop it?
Because they said they don't finance, like, bails. So GoFundMe, they'll have that money sitting there, but when you try to cash out, what's this for? They want a receipt.
Yeah, they better.
I ain't mad at that.
So wait, do they refund the people or do they just make off with the bread?
Because that's why they, I guess they ask you to,
So it's probably,
it's like a process. $60,000 to the racist people, got their money back.
Listen, I already knew something wasn't right with that story. Like anytime I see a little white boy.
I feel like this. People see shit on social media and they jump on a bandwagon. They get on the train really fast. Yeah. They don't even know where the train is going. Yeah. They see a celebrity post. A celebrity post it. Gotta be true. It has to be true.
Yeah. Like, I used to be a bully.
My advice for people, wait like 3 days. No. Wait 72 hours before you jump on.
Yeah,
because
you can't even report
band.
A person missing. So why? Yeah, yeah, why was like, everybody
wait 72 hours?
Well, you know what it was? I think people saw that video and all you see is a little kid crying about being bullied.
No, that shit broke my heart. I cried.
And the truth is, like, in general, there's a lot of issues with kids being bullied and kids like killing themselves and stuff like that.
Pre-birth alcoholism. That's something.
Because the mother, she's probably drinking Bud. What they drink? Budweiser.
Like. Cause my aunt is a nurse and she could literally sit there and depict everything. Listen, and my best friend is an OBGY. Yes, and he'll say
she'll
no.
Look
that
at somebody and be like, that person got such and such and such condition. And I'd be like, how do you know? She like, I
could
tell by the looking.
I said,
that sounds like a doctor.
Yeah,
but then you know, as the story unfolds, you're like, okay, well, the parents were racist, and you know, so maybe the kids were harassing him because of that. Maybe he was saying some things at school.
Yeah,
we don't really know what it is, but I do feel like. Any child that I feel like is, you know, it's hard, like with kids, because we can't hold them 100%.
My son was just bullied, and I said, go there and beat him the fuck up. And he beat him the fuck up, and he got suspended.
He
was on Love & Hip Hop that Monday. That Tuesday, the boy bullied him. That Wednesday, my son beat his ass. He was suspended that Thursday and Friday.
Because he was jealous, because he couldn't be on TV.
Yeah,
because
he had got three. He was like, Mom, I got three girlfriends now. And threw a basketball at my son's head. And my husband told him, listen, you box.
Beat his ass.
And we went in there and I was just like, let me just let you know, like, you know when you go in there to the dean and the principal, he's like, so what did my child do? He was like, y'all told my son straight up, beat him the fuck up. You gonna learn today. Bet you won't mess with him no more. He ain't had no problem since.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your son having three girlfriends, though? Are you like...
I was like, yo, that's not right. But he broke up with one and he's switching them out. My son likes him. He got a blast. He think he cute. He thinks he's Chris Brown. And like, what's crazy is because of who I am. So I was like, if you be good, I'm gonna be with Chris Brown. I'll call him on FaceTime. And so I was talking to Chris Brown last night and Todd Dolla Sign called. Guess who I was with? Like, he be going to school bragging. He was like, can you believe when I bring, like, he had $30 at school the other day. He was like, I'm thinking about paying for everyone. They have to dress down, you have to pay $1.
Pay, right,
I'm thinking about paying for my whole class. I said, no, the hell you not. He was like, Mom, but some people in my class don't have the money. I said, oh, well, ain't nobody tell their mother to have them.
Well, they better get a job.
Hello.
But bullying is such an important issue that you have to.
It
like,
is.
You have to raise your kids to not be the bully.
Yep.
You know, you know your kids have a good heart. You're raising good people, but it's like you have to teach your kids not to be mean, so that just doesn't even happen, you know.
It happened to all of my children, and all my children always prevailed. Mm-hmm. My kids they're very introverted. And my daughter got it. She'll be 13 in February. A girl was bullying her and she was crying. My daughter gets stressed because she has a couple of health conditions. Mm-hmm. And I had took her to the doctor and I was like, well, why is like her period has stayed on for, she had started her period when she was like, one started at 9 and one started at like 11. Oh, wow. And it stayed on for a long time. And I was like, she's stressing out. And I come to find out that was causing her to stress. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, you know the girl, they're the neighbor. Like, don't let her bully you. So the girl told my daughter, if you try to make her to not be friends with me, I'm gonna hurt you in a way that you'll never forget.
Where did these kids get this shit from?
And I'll kill your whole family.
Ooh, whoa.
They moved.
Boom. They moved.
But they made them sign this pact.
Wow.
That they was like, it was a no bullying thing. I said, no, but my daughter was stressing. And I said, I brought it to y'all attention. And because these schools get funding and they're supposed to, that no bullying thing, like they're supposed to move that situation. But it's so many kids that bullying starts at home. So it's something going on.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
They come to school and they're looking for attention or something. So they're going to pick on who you think is weak. But I don't raise my kids to be weak. They may be quiet. They may, you know, fall back a little. Mm-hmm. But you
I feel like even teachers sometimes be bullying the kids. Like,
they do.
I had a problem with my niece and a teacher. We wanted to go up there and beat the bitch ass. But oh, you know, you can't teachers. Handle. You know, you got to handle it in a certain way, too. And that's what sucks.
We do.
You silly.
My family is so ratchet.
Yeah, I don't know. If my son's teacher acting up, I don't know. We pulling up, my brother. Yeah, I don't know.
That's how we are. Because my mom is a school teacher. And she tells us, like, there's protocol they have to follow.
Right.
So if you're in there, you can't tell kids to shut up. You can't tell kids, like, you can't talk to kids that way. Because some kids aren't, like, they respond different.
Right.
And there are some kids that act out, like, sometimes you have to pull that child to the side, but while you're yelling at them, they might be hungry.
You don't know what situation
they're
going home.
They might be going home and being abused. So you have to honestly take time, like, that's what you signed up for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I remember I did this urban education semester when I was in college, and I was teaching 6th and 7th grade in Washington Heights. Washington Heights, the school was 95% Dominican.
Oh, wow.
And so there was one black kid in the class, and they used to make fun of him all the time.
Wow.
Because the rest of the class is Dominican, but there was only one black kid.
Wow.
And it was bad because, like, his family didn't have a lot of money. He was the youngest. He had, like, all hand-me-down clothes every day. He used to wear the same thing all the time. But when I tell you, they were so mean to this poor kid. I felt, like, ganging up on him all the time. And I used to feel bad. Like, I would be like,
that hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. I'll cry.
That's sad.
I don't like that shit.
But, you know, it's just certain things. Like, and again,
did you try to help him?
Yeah, I bought him lunch every single day.
Oh,
and
you're such
And I gave him extra attention because, and they thought I was Dominican, too, by the way, because, you know.
Were they always speaking
Spanish?
I'm
Dominican, too.
Yeah. All Dominicans think everybody's Dominican.
Yeah, because there's no look. No.
Yeah, they don't have a look.
Well, Puerto Ricans know when they're Dominican and not Puerto Rican.
I mean, it's
we
a big
tell.
Ongoing
How can you tell?
My father was so racist against Dominicans, and he's Puerto Rican. He was racist against them.
Yeah,
the Puerto Ricans
that grew up here and are here for the longest, the Puerto Ricans and Dominicans here, they fight. But over there, they love each other. Here, they fight.
He used to call them Dominican.
Yeah, very
I didn't
racist.
Know it. At first, I'm talking about he said this when I was like 6. Wow. I didn't get it at
but
first.
But why? What's the beef?
Yeah.
I don't know what's the beef.
Like, you know what somebody told me? I don't know
if it's
true.
Is it like light skin versus dark skin?
Nah,
but like, oh, you think
nah,
you fly?
Because we got dark skin.
Yeah, Dominican
dark skin,
got
Puerto
Rican.
No, like, you know, like in black Puerto Rican.
They are darker than
No, in African American culture, there's still an underlying beef between, they say, light skin girls and dark skin girls.
No, yeah.
And it's like, or good hair, bad hair.
You know what they say, though, or what I was told? Because they feel like Puerto Ricans had to join America. So that's why Dominicans don't like Puerto Ricans. Like, oh, we're our own. You get what I'm saying? But y'all ran to go be part of America. Like, y'all
got
not standing.
That's just
y'all not loyal.
That's right? What I was told. So I don't know. Like,
wow.
Yeah, but... I don't even speak Spanish, so don't listen to me.
I speak Spanish better than her.
I mean, I don't feel like, I feel like Dominicans and Puerto Ricans look different. I feel like even the ones, like the lighter ones and the darker ones, like the dark, you could tell the difference between a dark Puerto Rican and a dark Dominican. Like, for me, I think I could tell the difference.
No, but I
know
can't tell.
All the black girls. I know all the black girls love to go to the Dominican salons and get that blowout.
Yeah,
everybody
I definitely
blow out. Do the
baby, they got. But the food, get your ticket.
For the food, you go to the Puerto Rican restaurant to get your hair done.
You go to
the Dominicans.
Yeah, and like you said, it's in and out real quick, real fast in the Dominican salon.
And that thing be bouncy like you got a perm.
Bouncy,
baby. I got a blow.
Scalp be on fire, though.
Be on fire.
Fire. Yes.
So, Little Mo, this is it for you, right? This is it. You good? You happy?
Yes. Inshallah.
It's forever.
Yeah, hopefully. Because, like, right now, as I feel right now, it's forever. But, I mean, you just never know. God might
to
have something in the works.
Hope for better.
Y'all got me fucked up. Like, I was about to hit it. Hey.
So, what about more kids, though?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got them on hand in the mouth.
Because
like,
even though collectively together we got like 6 and a possible, nah. But
a possible.
That I've given birth to, I have 2 girls and 3 boys. And I'm just like, oh, it's just in my mind, I feel like I just got to even it out.
Nah, one got to come through that pussy. We got to.
No, well, because
no,
I'm
no.
Oh, because I'm
yeah,
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 yeah, I'm chatted.
Yeah,
I'm
basically,
after you have, yeah, you got a schedule.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So one C-section, that's it.
Sometimes they do V-backs, but they don't. encourage them anymore because they said a lot of people had hemorrhaging because like it can bust it can, and it
no rub, but yeah. Why would you even want to give natural birth? You already did it five times that way. Just yep. Stick to what you
because I don't have to go through. I don't have to sit and be like, oh bitch, my water no, broke.
No, and yeah, it's, push. Yeah.
That's one thing about a C-section that's convenient. You get they to schedule it. You know when yep. you're gonna yeah. do it.
I'll say your water.
But you know they said a lot of people are planning their pregnancy and their C-sections because they be like, oh bitch, let me get pregnant here and then I want to have my C-section so I could go to like Cancun. They was like, yo, people were scheduling.
Like my show is on Tuesday night, so if I have my C-section Monday afternoon,
that's crazy. My next and now, one thing I love about my doctors too, if you have a great doctor, sometimes they'll study cosmetic surgery on the side, and so then they'll sew you flat.
I was told that. Like this.
Yes.
That's what I was told. That that's why a lot of snapbacks be
because
happening.
A lot of people they wasn't sewing them back even, and you got to tell them I want the invisible stitches. Like you have to tell them I want the invisible stitches and I want the just snatch me. And she's like, girl, you know snatch, I adore you.
You need insurance for that because these people out here,
these Medicaid C-sections. That's crazy.
What that doctor, the botch doctors, where they that them things look like an autopsy.
No,
like, bitch, who tried to murder you?
Bitch, we in the Walking Dead.
Who brought you back to life? Hello? Damn, that bitch in there. The brain. She got to go, honey.
You're silly. Are you going back to Love & Hip Hop next season?
Yeah. I don't mind. I love reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I love living my life out, what I want you to see in front of the world, or what people think, or how people think that I should react. One thing, like when we did the couples court, and like when all of that stuff was coming out, because I don't even know what episode.
He did a lie detector test and everything.
Yeah.
You believe those?
That's an iPhone detector test.
Yeah, that was a computer. That was an app.
God, I got the lie detector app right now. We're going to ask you some questions.
This is my lie detector test. Look me in my eyes. If you can't look me in my eyes.
He's looking over here like,
look me in my eyes. Did you or did you not?
And I got something in my eyelash.
Do you want me to do you? Could you handle, like, you just got to, sometimes you got to square them up in the eye and just be like, yo, then don't do that shit again because that hurts. And sometimes you have to let people know what hurts. Mm-hmm. Like when you get to say, oh, babe, you burned my scalp. You got too close to the edge.
Then
you
got
to
let people know that hurts.
I don't accept that. Now, I'm going to give you a little pass, but
don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
And you believe that he won't, or you just...
Yes. Okay. He better not. Yeah. Or if he do, I better not find out.
Right.
Cause then it's gonna be war. Cause I turned my cheek,
right?
So he knows. But like when I say,
you got butt cheeks.
Try to get an apology. When you get an apology from a real man that has never apologized to any woman in his life, and they look you in your eye and say, "I apologize. Not I'm sorry for when they apologize and item, and it's just like, yo, all right, you got it.
I accept that.
Yeah,
you wrote a song about it yet?
Oh yes. Like to hear it?
Here it goes.
Yes!
I love it.
But, you know, I've learned a lot because, like I said, I'm not an angel, but one thing I don't intentionally hurt people. Mm-hmm. That's not how I was raised. But my Scorpio sting, my get back, oh, it's epic. So that's why I'm just like, I don't even like bringing that part out anymore,
right?
Because that's not even cute. That's not ladylike. That's tacky. That's tacky.
There you
but
go.
I don't want to live and you learn. More. Yeah, a bitch 4.0, bitch. Like a bitch ain't 24 no more. Them songs, my songs is 20 years old. I'm celebrating 20. Like come on, like you. Everybody has to grow up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my growing up. And so I'm mature.
Mature.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Little Mo, we thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate it.
Thanks
this is our very special
and y'all
holiday
come to
edition.
My podcast.
Yes.
Yes, like ASAP Rocky aside, because like we gotta keep this going. Like I had a great time. Like thank y'all so much for having me. Like for real.
No, we happy to
I honestly
you.
Needed this.
Well good. Well, we didn't get too dirty with you, but I do want you to sing in the bedroom next time, you know, about what you about
on
to
the
do.
Deck. She wants you to sing in the bedroom. I just want you to sing on a dick.
What would be the title of your bedroom song that you about to do?
I got a couple. One is called First Time. One is called...
No, I'm talking about Dirty.
Oh, Dirty?
What's your specialty? What's your specialty?
I think that was my favorite.
Baby, these big ass lips, bitch. I'm
no.
I'm a super, the superwoman / superhead featuring.
featuring Jada Kiss.
But then,
the real superhead.
Because then you wanted to know what was so big about Superhead back in the day.
Don't you
want
to know?
I saw the big, yes.
To me, it was just okay.
I was just like, but they said, Mr. Marcus has said, I met him in L.A. one time. He was like,
yeah, he was up here.
He said, that thing was fire. He said, I was like, whoa.
He was running.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's the best thing.
He said after the first time, he had to get it back. He said, they had to bring her back because I had to redeem myself.
And you know what's the best? When you suck at somebody's dick so good and they don't want to come, but they can't help it. Like, no, wait, no, wait.
I gotta sing, I gotta show. I gotta show tonight. I can't wear this wig. They be like, somebody smell like bleach and syrup.
You sick.
I know I always got to pee.
Yeah, Lord. Gigi didn't walk out though, so that's a good one.
Yo, not yet.
No, now I'm gonna do a. I gotta do one of those songs like a play on word, for real.
Do that.
That just gave me an idea.
We gonna be in the bedroom singing that.
You're gonna be lit.
Cause I listen, Lori. I think it's corny, but I like to listen to music. Like when I have sex, I like to have a playlist.
Me
and
too. I can't have no choir. I be like,
I like listening to
like
music.
A you do? Having sex too.
I feel like everybody said I was corny for that.
Yeah.
Like, I was just with my baby the other day, and we was playing Future, and I'm not even gonna lie, it was a little ratchet, but I liked it.
Future. I meant like some love songs.
Free hoes.
It was like, incredible. I was like, right, baby?
Now you gonna start Millie rocking in the mid-stroke. Like.
Yo, sometimes you gotta have ratchet, sometimes you gotta have a quickie, sometimes
you know what I'm saying? Millie rocking, slapping you your ass.
Sometimes you gotta be watching Walking Dead and be like,
that's your show.
Cause I'm tired.
I can tell.
You gotta stake your leg in the bed. That's more like you pulled a muscle.
You got a trombone voice. You trying to get rid of it. You moving your leg.
The best thing you do is twerk in the bedroom. That's it. Twerk on that dick.
Dang. I'm telling you, that Future album. I'm telling you.
You're right.
I don't have time. Like, I feel like we get into it. Like, I'm like, hold on 1 second.
Wait.
Let me get the music. Wait, the Bluetooth ain't connecting.
Then somebody call and be like,
yeah, too much.
Nah, but if your man is slick, like he, you know, he got the Beats pill right there. You know, he's
that should already
slick.
Connected.
Okay, exactly.
I got my Sonos, so all I got to do is press. I got Sonos. And plus, I also feel like sometimes you sit at home and like a lot of times we don't take the time to do this, but like have a night where you all have like a bottle of wine or, you know, whatever. Have a nice night at home where it's like relaxing. Y'all having conversation, having dessert. Music is already playing.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, because that don't happen all that often.
I see the lights all dim. And the
see, the music being on then, that's fine. But I ain't going to be like, we about to fuck. Hold on 1 second.
Let me
put it on number four.
And I highly recommend y'all do a playlist together. That's dope.
We did that the other day. And
you got to do it. Right, Steph, you do a playlist together.
We were at the house. I made some spaghetti.
Now y'all got songs together.
And we had some wine and we made a playlist together. Like we were made. He was like, you like this song?
I pick a song, you pick a song. We had a crazy night. That night was such a full night.
Like we drank, we ate, we talked, we argued, we made up, we had sex.
Yeah, that's a long night.
But that's dope. That's like every
a week
emotion.
In one night.
That's lit. Now that's lit.
We had a good.
You gotta do it because Lomo, as you know, music is so important. Like for what it is that you know in the bedroom for everything in your life. Like you relate a song to something.
Absolutely.
You know, like you could think of a period of your life where I remember I was in Miami when that song came out and we was in the club. Like you remember so much. You remember certain songs remind you of a certain person.
Yep.
And some songs you're like, I can't even hear that song. It remind me of
so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh no, please. There's music I can't listen to because it reminds me of shit that I don't want to remember.
Right.
I feel like music it's always connected to a part of your life.
Yeah. And honestly, that's the way it's supposed
to be. Yeah, it
is.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
It's supposed to make you feel a way. There's certain songs, then there's some songs you just be like, "Oh, okay." But there's certain songs that you be like, "Oh my god, like
the end of the road, the boy to men song." I can't listen to that. Every single time I listen to it, I cry.
Yes.
I can't listen to that song.
Mama. I cry. I'm like, why am I crying?
Yeah. And I love Boyz II Men. Like, they're like my favorite boy band ever in life. And that song, I'm listening to Boyz II Men's greatest hits, and then I'm crying. I'm in the middle of getting my makeup done. Like,
oh, you know what album was always popping for Jodeci? Remember they had that?
They had the slow part,
and then they had the fast part. Yeah, but you'd be like,
me too, and I was like seven. There's nothing more precious. I was like, I want to get married.
No, but that second album.
Which the show, the after party of the hotel?
You know, the one that it was like half of it was slow songs and then the other half was.
Yeah, the show, the after party.
Yeah, that one.
Devontae was in his bag with that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody loved Devontae at that time. Sorry, Mary. Right? Yeah. That was Mary's man.
But she was
right?
With KC.
Oh, KC. Yeah. Just kidding.
But he was yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah.
It was Dalvin and Devontae, right? They was brothers.
Yeah, two sets of brothers.
And then one turned into a fiend.
KC and JoJo, they all turned into something, right?
They all turned into something.
But one of them is no. One of them is regular.
Dalvin.
Dalvin. Dalvin. Mr. Dalvin is regular.
Mr. Dalvin.
Devontae still works, right?
Man, Mr.
Yeah, they said.
That was his. No, he's the one that looks like he's in shape. He's still. I seen them perform at the Bad Boy.
I think he a pastor now. It's like it's probably something different because all of them come from church. So, like, for them to take that drastic
turn. That shit is crazy. Some shit didn't happen that we didn't know about.
Mo, you actually escaped all of that. Like, you didn't end up, you know, a lot of things happened with singers from.
And I was in that era when everybody was popping Molly's and E's. I was a part of it.
And you was around all those people from the hip-hop world and the R&B
but
world.
I was like, I'm not going to get caught up in that because I sort of like, people like, oh, that person just popped 5 X-Pills and a Cialis and a Viagra. I said, that nigga going to die. Yeah. Like, people was
and
like,
he
I
did
was
just the like, next week.
Like, real rap. And I'm like, yo, what's, but when you young, you just having fun. But some people was just doing stuff and I'm like, yo, you out of pocket.
Right.
And I was like, no, let me just go to my room. I used to always be scared. I just used to think I was going to get kidnapped and thrown in the trunk. Damn. So we would literally do our shows. I would go to my room.
No, you probably were going to get kidnapped and put in the trunk. You did the right thing.
Yep. Real rap. I would do my show. Right, I would go right to my room. People are like, oh, we want to hang out. Nope. Good night.
No, you
take your black ass
off. Because I had never heard of no Lil Mo scandals back then.
Nope.
Nothing.
You ain't never seen me with a pitcher of alcohol, a cup of liquor in my hand.
Some water right now. Yep. Some lemonade.
Yep.
That wasn't water. We put Belvedere. No, I'm joking.
She's like, I knew my wig was leaning.
But again, Little Mo, thank you so much. You know, we appreciate you. We're coming to your podcast, though.
Yes. Yep. It's gonna be lit. So just let me know. I'll hit you up and we gonna schedule
it. Yeah, let's
it
do it.
And we gonna go up again because we could curse on mine too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Listen, we always and I just want to say, me personally, I always appreciate you. Like I know we've always had a good rapport.
Yeah.
You know, even from when I first met you, a lot of people don't act like that. But I love the way that Little Mo has always been super cool with me. I always could just hit her up.
Always.
She showed up to the Juice Bar grand opening.
Yep. We drove
and
up
surprised us. Oh, and yeah,
great.
For
yeah,
real.
I was like, oh, I'm coming. Sure. But people like, you ain't coming. Like, I'm.
And then nobody told me. She just popped up. It was a surprise.
I wanted some juice. Yeah. I wanted some juice and it was good too.
Juice.
Yes. I love supporting like that because that's outside of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Like you doing stuff outside of the box and I love supporting every movement when somebody does something that's dope and lit. I was just like, yo, like that's cleansing somebody's life. Right. And the different ones y'all have, that's so freaking dope.
Yeah, we love doing things outside the box. I love things inside the box, too.
She likes things inside her box.
That's what
And on that note.
That's lip service.
We out.